listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crossan, general editor of the U Bible Study, and today joining me is Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our content editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. Well, we're at the finish line. We're concluding our study, How to Love Your Neighbor. And this is session 6. The last session is titled, Share Christ with your neighbor. You know, of all the needs we have, none, not any, nil, zip, zero, is greater than the need for salvation and eternal life. We can help our neighbors with a lot of their physical, emotional, or relational needs, but more than anything else, they need Jesus. So this session is going to help us to understand how we can invite or how we should invite someone to know Christ and help us to understand that this is the greatest thing that we can do for anyone. Our lesson is coming today from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 40 through 49.
All right, so our point is that we love our neighbors when we tell them about Jesus, how true that is. So how can we share the greatest love with others is what we're trying to solve on today. And so first, share your story. Share your story. Let me read these first verses, starting with verse number 40. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard Jesus and followed him. He first found his own brother, Simon, and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated the Christ. And he brought Simon to Jesus. When Jesus saw him, he said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. All right, so here we go. John chapter 1, verse number 40, share your story. So one of the things that we can do in order to share the message of Jesus with others is to share our story. Why should we even do this? Because as Christine has already said in our introduction, one of the greatest things that we need in life is a relationship with Jesus Christ. So without him, we are lost. Without him, we do not have heaven's hope. Without him, we don't have his abiding presence to strengthen us and guide us through the issues of life and our living. But, and so who wouldn't need this? And so how do we get this to people as an expression of our love? We can share our story. We can talk about what God has done for us in our life, how we came to know him. And that's exactly what we see in this scripture, that Andrew had heard about Jesus. He had started following Jesus. And one of the first things he did was to go to his brother Simon, tell him that he has found the Messiah, found Christ. And he brought, didn't send him, didn't tell him, go find him for yourself. He brought Simon to Jesus. And so what a great act that is. The first thing he did was wanted his family members to know. And so who in your family needs to know Jesus? Who is it that is on your job, in your neighborhood, So God isn't here talking to us about reaching people we don't know. He is talking to us about reaching the people who are in our circle, who we know, and whom we can share the gospel with. What are you seeing here, Christina?
Yeah, you know, Mark, and even what's interesting here is that Andrew was not a theologian. He was just starting to work with Christ. Remember, they spent 3 years at the feet of Jesus learning, and Jesus discipled them for 3 years. But here, Andrew is just beginning. So he really doesn't know anything. But he has this exuberance and zeal, and he's not afraid, not ashamed, like some of us are. We just don't think we know enough to share our faith. And as you said, Mark, he brought his brother. He brought him to Jesus. And so each time Andrew is mentioned in the Gospel of John, he is bringing someone to Jesus. In John 6 and 8, it was Andrew that brought the boy with the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fishes to Jesus. And then in John 12 and 22, it was Andrew and Philip who brought 2 Greeks to Jesus. So even though we may feel that we don't know enough, you know, we can take people to Jesus. Just share your story. Share how you used to be. And then share the difference that Jesus has made in your life. That's your story. And that's what Andrew did. He just took people to Jesus. Amen.
So as a part of Lifeway research says that 78% of people, believers, have not shared their faith in the last 6 months. 78% in the last 6 months. And so this is an important issue for us. We can have an impact on this world as we share the love of God for the people around us. And one of the ways we let people know we really love them, huh, is to invite them into our space, invite them into what we already have. And the best space we have that we can invite them into is our personal relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. If it means something to you, it can mean something to them as well. And so invite them in. So the first thing is share your story. And the second one is invite others, right? Invite others. So who do you know that you could invite? Let me read, starting in verse number 43. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. He found Philip and told him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the hometown of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and so did the prophets, Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." "Can any good come out of Nazareth?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," Philip answered. "Come and see." So Philip invites Nathanael. So this is interesting. And Andrew in the first section tells his story. In the second section, Philip invites Nathanael. Nathanael does not give Philip a great response coming out of the gate. Philip's excited. He says, "Man, we have found the one Moses talked about, Jesus, the son of Nazareth." And the first thing Nathanael does is cast maybe a disparaging observation and says, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" And so Philip simply continues to invite him, "Come and see." He doesn't take this negative remark and give up. He continues the invitation, "Come and see." So this is important because you have people around you who may not think, may not give you the right response you're looking for at in the beginning. And maybe they'll say, well, you know, I heard such and such about the church, or I've heard such and such about this pastor. I heard such and such, or something else. And so don't give up the invitation. That's what I see here. Don't give up on the invitation. Philip kept on inviting, even though Nathaniel was resistant at first. Philip now invites him again and says, look, don't believe what I just said. Come and see. So don't let people just take what they have heard or what somebody else told them. Come and see. Come on to the church and you see for yourself. All right. What are you seeing here, Christina?
That's exactly what Philip did, Mark. He didn't argue against Philip's, he didn't argue against Nathaniel's thinking, his prejudice that he showed toward Jesus. Because remember, Nathaniel had not even met Jesus. And he said, can anything good come from Nazareth? So already he had formed an opinion about him. But Philip didn't argue with him. He just invited him to come and meet Jesus for himself. You know, this section reminds me, you know, inviting others of something that my husband said just yesterday. You know, he is a gregarious type of person. He always reaches out wherever we are. But he said that he has as a goal this year to go up and down our street and get to know every neighbor that he has, because he wants to make sure that, or he wants to, if he can, to share the gospel. And that's just like him, you know, and he has taught me how to be fearless in doing those kind of things. When I'm traveling or in the airport or something like that, I always reach out to speak to people. And I did this on the last occasion when I was renting a car. A lady came up behind me and I just said hello. And we went into a conversation, and it ended up that, you know, she became someone who was desperately in need. And so I was able to help her, even though she is a wonderful Christian lady who loves God and she has a daughter. But I've been able to, because I wanted to see, you know, whether she knew who Jesus was. That was my intent. If this was an opportunity to share Christ, and I was going to do that. So inviting others, we need to be in that mode all the time, no matter where we are, that we need to be ready to extend an invitation to invite others to meet Jesus or to come and see at our churches or any place where we can share Christ.
All right, so ultimately, the work of salvation is not our work. We love people by telling them about Jesus and by inviting them to come and see, but we must trust God for results. Let's look at verse number 47. Then Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said about him, here is a true Israelite. No deceit is in him. How do you know me? Nathanael asked. Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you, Jesus answered. Rabbi, Nathanael replied, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. And so, you've got to trust God for results. And so that's what Philip did. Philip simply invited. Nathanael came. And then God did his work in Nathanael's life. Apparently, the idea that God saw him while he was under the fig tree, I guess he was in a place and a time when he didn't think anybody else knew. And Jesus said, look, I saw you there. And by that statement, he knew that this had to be the Messiah. So keep this in mind. Paul says it this way: one man plants, another man waters, God gives the increase. God gives you the increase is not our job. The results are not our job. Our job is to be faithful in the planting and watering process. And our job is to believe that if we are faithful in planting and watering, God will get the increase. Mm-hmm. All right. So trust God for the results. If people say no to you, it's okay. It's okay. But eventually they're going to say yes to God. What are you seeing, Christina?
Yeah, we can go ahead and quote unquote, close the deal when we share our faith. Just go ahead and close. We're not responsible for the results. And you know, Jesus here gave a wonderful compliment to Nathaniel. You know, there was a sense that there was nothing tricky or deceptive in Nathaniel. It doesn't mean that he wasn't sinless, but that Jesus saw that he didn't wear a mask. And I discovered in my study here that under the fig tree is a phrase that rabbis use to describe meditation. So when they say that you're under the fig tree, that means that you are meditating on the scriptures or something like that. So we can suppose that Nathaniel spent time in prayer and in meditating on the scriptures. And that's what Jesus saw. So this is interesting. But close the deal and just leave the results to God.
All right. So that's powerful. That's powerful. So who is it that Jesus wants you to share his love with this week? That's an important piece. How do we drive this lesson home? Because it's not good enough just for us to know we ought to share, but encourage the members of your class to actually do it. So we're grateful for the time we had to share together today. I want you, if you're a Bible study teacher, to hold on just for a moment, because Christina is going to give us a powerful teaching tip for today. But I just want to remind each and every one of you all that you ought to get your copy of the U Bible Study. Get your own copy. It is such a powerful tool for our Bible teaching, learning, and devotion. You can find it at lifeway.com/U. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is our Urban Cultural Forward Bible Study. Comes in paper and digital formats as a teacher's guide in the back of the book, daily devotional pages to keep us engaged with the Bible every day, and a leader's pack. It aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum, so there's something for everybody. All right, Christina, give us your teaching tip for today.
Okay, our teaching tip for today is be positive. This is our last B, B-E, positive. So this week's session, we're talking about sharing our faith or share Christ with your neighbor. So one of the things you can do is be sure and review the gospel presentation on page 2 with your learners. We want to continue to strengthen them and help them to feel comfortable about sharing their faith. But also, this week's session can evoke serious issues about sin and salvation. Some of those salvation stories may be traumatic for your learners. So keep the focus around the joy and happiness that comes from being in a relationship with Christ. Highlight that everyone needs to experience that joy, which is why it is so important to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So be positive and put an emphasis or focus on that joy and happiness that we're all going to experience when we become followers of Jesus Christ.
All right. What a great time. What a great lesson. What a great point this is. And so, friend, join us again for another U Bible study, because you never know where God will take you.